Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Former President Trump will not get his Facebook and Instagram accounts back for now. That's the ruling today from Facebook's oversight board, which banned Trump indefinitely in January, saying he used his accounts to incite the violent insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. In a statement, Trump did not address that decision directly, but he said the actions of Facebook, Twitter, and Google are, quote, a total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country. He added that these corrupt social media companies must pay a political price. We want to note that Facebook is a financial supporter of NPR, and let's bring in NPR's technology correspondent, Shannon Bond, who joins us with the details. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, first, how surprising was this announcement? What kinds of reactions are you hearing so far?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think this was a bit surprising because the question that Facebook had put to this oversight board was, you know, should it have suspended former President Trump or not? And what the board came back and said was, yes, this suspension was justified given what happened on January 6th. But what the board said was that the company was wrong to impose an indefinite suspension. So that's not something that Facebook generally does. Usually it tells the user you're suspended for, you know, 30 days or 2 weeks, or you're banned entirely. And so now the board has said Facebook has 6 months to either ban Trump permanently or reinstate him or set a time limit on this suspension. And in terms of the response, I mean, you had a lot of critics of Facebook who were quite worried that he was going to be allowed back on. They said this ban was long overdue. And they're saying, you know, it's good that the board has upheld this suspension, but they're criticizing essentially that this is being punted back to Facebook and saying that that underscores that this board is not really a mechanism for true accountability for Facebook and the decisions that it makes.
This wasn't just a written ruling. The oversight board actually spoke about this.
That's right. Here is what co-chair Helle Thorning-Schmidt, she's the former prime minister of Denmark, here's what she said on a call with reporters.
Anyone who is concerned about Facebook's excessive concentration of power should welcome the oversight board clearly telling Facebook that they cannot invent new unwritten rules when it suits them.
What she's saying there is part of the issue is that Facebook's rules, you know, don't have a section for indefinite suspensions, that it couldn't really point to anything in its existing rules to justify the way it treated Trump. And so what the oversight board is also asking for is just more transparency and clarity about how its rules work and what kind of punishments or penalties get issued to users, whoever they are, when they break those rules.
Okay, we heard from the Prime Minister of Denmark. Remind us who else is on the oversight board and what their task was in terms of this issue.
Right. So the board is made up of 20 international experts. These are specialists in law and human rights. There's a Nobel Peace Laureate. The idea is the board is this sort of final arbiter of the hardest decisions that Facebook is making about the content that users can post. And so, you know, in this case where Facebook decided to suspend Trump after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, it said to the board, you know, this is exactly the kind of case we've created you to review. You know, we want to know, do you think we were correct to make this decision according to our rules? And then it also asked for recommendations on how in general it should treat high profile political leaders and these kinds of circumstances.
So what does this actually mean now for former President Trump's ability to speak to his supporters?
Well, you know, he's been effectively cut off from the big social media platforms, you know, for almost 4 months now. You know, he's been permanently banned from Twitter, which is, of course, what he used really as a megaphone. You know, Facebook and Instagram were really important to Trump as fundraising platforms. And, you know, he's been absent there as well. You know, of course, you know, he is the former president. You know, he's been on TV. He's been on the radio. He's been issuing press releases. Yesterday, he launched a new blog where he's sort of posting many of the kinds of things he used to post on Twitter and Facebook, and people have the ability to share those to Twitter and Facebook. So he doesn't have any shortage of channels to reach people. But, you know, he is cut off from these very powerful platforms. And that, you know, that's kind of this core question here is who gets to make those decisions?
Well, yes. What does this actually mean long term for Facebook? We know there have been calls to increase regulation for tech companies overall from both sides of the aisle in Congress. Is this a more complicated world for Facebook and CEO Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are going to see increasing calls for exactly that kind of government regulation. And look, this decision, you know, this ruling from the Oversight Board basically puts this decision back to Facebook, which was always the one that really had to make it. And Facebook and Zuckerberg himself have said, you know, its critics have a point. It is also concerned about this kind of power being concentrated in the hands of a private company. That's why it created this board in the first place. And it said it is open to government regulation. But of course, you know, the distance between saying you're open to government regulation and what that regulation actually looks like can be quite vast.
That's NPR technology correspondent Shannon Bond. Shannon, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Tanya.